최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. Let's stay current with Headline Koreans as we talk about how young people also have gray hair. Okay? Do you have a lot of premature gray hair? I do. I think I got my first white hair, like in high school, in my teenage years. I just had one, but it was right on the top of my head where everybody can see it. And it was so obvious, but didn't think of it too much. And then slowly I've been discovering more and more. I think I have like 20 white hairs, which is quite sad. 근데 이런 얘기를 하면 사람들이 다 괜찮다고, 그건 새치잖아 라고 하는데, 다른 점이 뭐예요? 새치나 흰머리. Oh, it just means that I'm getting old. There's no difference. It's all white hair, no matter what you call it. 젊은 사람한테 나는 흰머리는 새치라고 하죠. 여러분은 새치 많이 나는 편이신가요? 샵 1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 또는 언제, I think what age were you when you discovered your first white hair? 오늘의 기사 제목이 이렇습니다. 흰머리 뽑으면 더 많이 난다? 흰머리에 대한 알쓸신잡. So if you pull out your gray hair or your white hair, you'll grow more. Miscellaneous facts about gray hair. So 흰머리 actually is white hair. 흰색 is white. But, you know, we say silver hair or gray hair, you know, got a little salt and pepper라고도 하는데요. 머리를 뽑다 means to pull. 뽑아 means to pull out one's hair. 그러면 더 많이 난다고 하는데요. It means that more white hair will grow. That is the myth. But 알쓸신잡, it's actually a popular entertainment program from a long time ago. It's short for 알아두면 쓸데없는 신기한 잡학사전. It's like miscellaneous, useless facts, useless knowledge, but it's still fun to know, right? So that's what we call 알쓸신잡. So when you grow older, you naturally grow white hair, we know that. But, you know, teenagers, people who are quite young, if it comes from genetics or whatever, their 20s, they also have white hair. And we call that 새치, which is premature gray hair. It's also more common than we expect. So a lot of people actually have gray hairs when they're young. But when gray hair starts to appear, you know, especially the noticeable ones, you pull it out. The myth says if you pull out gray hair, more of them will grow. Like if you pull one out, two or more can grow out of that same spot. Now, this theory is, however, wrong. It is incorrect. But the reason why it feels like hair is growing more is that, well, it's probably in that area where the follicles have already lost the color. You know, the melanin has died down the pigment cells and things like that. So that's probably why you notice it a bit more. But if you pull out the white hair, the hair follicles are damaged and your hair actually gets thinner. So it's never a good idea to pull out your hair, unless you're waxing your hair then. It's a different story. But if this is repeated over and over again, the chance of growing hair from that follicle actually decreases. So it's actually the opposite. You won't grow more hair out of that follicle. You'll actually grow less hair. So it's better for you to cut the gray hair short rather than pulling it out. Now, hair follicles, we call 모낭, hair follicles, has melanin pigments. And this pigment determines your natural hair color. So when you're young, the number of cells in melanin pigments is quite high. And the hair coloring process is active. But as you get older, the pigment cells lose strength, which causes more gray hair. And typically for men age 30 to 34 and women a little bit later, 35 to 39, usually tend to see their first gray hair. But then again, you know, more and more people have been stressing a little bit more, and for whichever reason, they're also getting it quite young. Many people believe that stress is the biggest cause for growing gray hair. Parents would say it's because of the kids. You know, 너 때문에 흰머리가 이렇게 된 거야 라고 많이 하잖아요. You're making me grow this gray hair. But Of course, there is no clear relationship between stress and gray hair, but it can promote aging stress, of course, which can accelerate the process of growing gray hair, so they say. So if your mom or dad says that, then just say, there's no scientific proof that I'm causing it. Ali says, during my uni university days, I guess, gray hair appeared like crazy because of lots of stress. 그쵸? 대학교 다니면서 많이 새치들이 많이 생기는데요. And I think that's the hard part because you don't really go back, right? 돌이킬 수 없는 게 새치잖아요. Can't go back to black hair or blonde hair or whichever hair that you have. But in any case, we'll leave you guys with our quiz. 오늘의 quiz. 아재 개그 문제 내봤는데요. 아, 오늘은 인기 없나 봐요. 공이 웃는 것을 두 글자로 줄이면 뭐라고 할까요? Getting in a message. 7364님께서는 푸. I think you're halfway there. I would say halfway. 8414님께서도 푸라고 보내주셨는데요. So close yet so far. 오답입니다. 1335님께서는 풋볼이라고 보내주셨습니다. 맞습니다. Football. It's a play on words of football as well, but it's an automatic expression. 약간 푸, kind of exhaling your laughter. 풋풋. 그렇게 웃으면서 공은 볼이잖아요. 그래서 풋볼. 5464님께서는 풋볼이죠. I am an 아재 to know this? Or am I an 아재 to know this? Please ask something more difficult to prove that I am not an 아재. Not yet! 라고 보내주셨는데요. 아재라서 이게 조금 더 쉽게 알아들을 수 있을 것 같은데요. Just to give you guys some hope, 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 5464님, congratulations! You got yourself some free coffee. 이런 개그를 듣고 나서 별로 안 웃기라고 생각할 수 있는데요. 뻘쭘한 자리에 써먹기에 아주 최고입니다. Just to let you guys know, we'll leave you guys with the 1975 Me and You Together song.